Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Join us for the 14th Annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area, plus live-streamed shows. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert with Trinity Seely and Ned Ledoux, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring Wiley Gustafson, and the Saturday evening concert with Dave Stamey. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 11th through the 17th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oui.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Yeah.
It'll come to me.
No, you're done.
Somebody else's turn. Let's have some poetry, shall
let's
we?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. The late Trey Allen's riding along with us. Great poem, The Way I Remember Him.
His boots looked 100 years old. They'd seen 1,000 miles or more, scuffed up and dirty except for the spots it had worn smooth from the spurs that he wore. Levi's adorned his twisted bow legs, faded pale from years in the sun. His belt looked like an old harness strap fastened with a buckle he'd won. His shirt was just a remnant, torn and patched and half untucked. If it could have talked, it might have told the story of all the hard seasons it bucked. His shoulders set straight and firm, though not as firm as they once may have been. They bespoke of a man who'd done a life's work, and he would gladly do it again. The gray hairs told of the wisdom he'd gained from years on the range, the horses he'd rode, and friends he'd outlived. All the things that he'd seen change. The line of his jaw set crooked, but hard. Seems it was chiseled out of stone, and the lines on his face, like the calluses on his hands, seemed to cut clear to the bone. And the gaze from those icy blue eyes could almost bore a hole clean through. But there was nothing that would warm your heart like a smile from that ancient buckaroo.
Yeah, great piece of poetry.
God, I love it.
There's another old friend that I sure do miss.
Yeah.
Man, I had a good time with him. He was one of us.
He was.
Sure was. My gosh, yeah.
He wouldn't admit it,
no,
but it's true.
No, he'd be the first to admit
would.
It. He was one of those guys. Yeah. Well, yeah, give me a minute. It'll come to me.
Just give me a minute. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I talked about memorizing poetry. Well, you know, every once in a while you get a vapor lock on stage.
That's when it happens.
And then I have to stop and say, hey, give me a minute, okay?
Just give me a minute.
It's coming. Yeah. You know, I'm hearing a lot of this for the first time myself. So.
Exactly.
Give me a minute.
Just give me a minute.
It'll come. It'll be there.
And it does.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't have a problem with this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But directions. Okay. I've just decided it depends on who's giving you the directions.
Yeah.
And what kind of directions they are giving you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Well,
uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah. Can you give directions?
Yes, I can, but I use words like north, south, east, and west.
Me too.
And there are certain people that just can't.
Yeah, well.
It doesn't equate.
Well, it depends on which way you're facing, whether it's right or left.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
So you go up the road and you take a left. Well, is that east or west?
Yeah. Give me east, yeah. West, north,
right.
South.
And then there's up the road or down the road.
Well, up is north, down is south.
Exactly.
In my book.
Unless you're talking elevation. Up the mountain, down the mountain.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, directions. Oh,
yeah, turn by the black cow.
Right. Well, we go through this every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of this segment, you will turn to me and say,
what are we doing?
What are we doing next week? What are you doing next week? I don't know. Consult the list. Well, there's nothing on the list.
Oh,
well, okay. Right?
Now what?
Yeah. We do that every week.
We do.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
Hey, give me a minute. And, I'll come up with something.
That's how the title of this show came out. Is because last week, you looked at me or I looked at you and said, well, what are we doing next week? And then you said, give me a minute. Well, there you go. There's our
So I came up with this one.
Yeah,
next
you
week
did.
Is
next week's
you.
My turn. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Yeah. My problem is poetry ideas.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If I get an idea, it is either in the middle of the night or driving somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to write that down or record it or something.
Yes.
Because the biggest, the largest lie I tell myself is I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. Right?
Every time.
I'm driving.
Yeah.
An idea comes to mind.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, I can't remember it. I mean,
welcome
I have to.
To my world.
I have to screech off to the side of the road and.
I have a notebook sitting on my console.
Oh, do you?
I can't read it.
Yeah.
But I write and drive.
I was going to say, can you write and drive at the same time?
Not very good.
I grab my voice recorder on my phone.
Recorder, yeah.
But still, I'm driving.
I'm driving.
Yeah, watch out, everybody.
Yeah,
hold
my beer.
Watch this. I'm trying to get to the voice recording part of my.
Yeah,
so that I can remember the idea.
Well, how often have you tore the hay mower apart and had to wait for a part?
Yeah.
For a week.
Yeah. Sure.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Month. And you get the part, and you go, where did this go?
Now, wait a minute.
Where did this
How go? Does this fit? Right?
Oh. I hope you like puzzles.
Well, not only that, but the cotter pin that you set off to the side,
I'm going
to
need this.
The washer, the lock washer.
Which washer went first?
Right.
Which?
Yes. Yes. I tore apart a perfidious piece of equipment not too long ago, and I had extra parts. Anyway.
Every time. Spare parts.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
You know the problem it really is?
What?
It's not going to get any better.
Well, that's a fact. Anybody that says that they can multitask, they're...
Liars. Liar.
Yeah. You can do... a lot of things poorly, or you can do one thing well.
There you go.
Yeah. We need to end our show.
Why?
Yeah, because Bill Barwick cried along with us. You betcha. Remembering Your Name.
Last night I was sleeping, and you came and woke me gently. Reminded me of how I felt when we first fell in love. You took my hand and led me to the corners of my memory, where I stored up all my feelings of dreams that we dreamed of. Now I'm asking as a favor, though I know it's not your doing. I guess you're only partially to blame. Dance out of my dreams, walk out on my memory. Maybe then I'll find it harder remembering your name. Even in my conversations, when you get to looking backwards, you're standing there beside me through all the things I've done. Yes, I'm really awfully grateful for the memories that you gave me. But all of that's behind us now. I have to carry on. So I'm asking as a favor, though I know it's not your doing. Guess you're only partially to blame. Dance out of my dreams and walk out on my memory. Maybe then I'll find it harder remembering your name. So I'm asking as a favor, though I know it's not your doing. I guess you're only partially to blame. Dance out of my dreams, walk out on my memory. Maybe then I'll find it harder remembering your name. Dance out of my dreams, walk out on my memory. Maybe then I'll find it harder remembering your name.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
What were we talking about?
What are we doing next week?
I don't know. Give me a minute. It'll come to me. This is terrible.
It's funny.
I was at a performance a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. Fellow walked up to me, stood right in front of me, and just looked at me.
Well.
Kind of looked at him, and I says, howdy. How you doing? He says, you don't know who I am, do you? I says, nope.
Not a clue.
He says, well, you should. And I said, well, why? He says, well, because we were roommates in college.
There's a lot of water under that bridge.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you what, I've had a different roommate for a lot of years since then, okay?
And I still have to
Yeah, right. Who are you? I was so embarrassed.
Well, yeah, it is embarrassing.
It was, you know, I don't know what.
He got a kick out of it, though, didn't he?
Oh, he thought it was a hoot, and he wouldn't let me off the hook either. No. I was introducing somebody on stage one time, and I had one of those cerebral flatulent moments.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember their name to save my life. And they just come out and just looked at me. They weren't going to bail me out either.
Who are you?
It's like, come on, man. Help a brother out. Come on. Yeah.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
I do, too. I hate it when they won't let you off the hook.
Yeah, no
right?
kidding. Yeah. They just keep digging.
Where do I know you from?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Do we even want to talk about passwords?
Oh, no. No. Heavens, no.
I didn't think we did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
We're not going there.
Try to make all my passwords the same, but then you have to have some variant of that password.
And then there's a password keeper. That you can't remember the password to get into the password
to the password keeper. I had no idea there was a password keeper.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up.
You're going to have to Google that one.
All right, yeah. Well, they know all your passwords.
They do.
Okay.
But not the one to get into it.
But not the one to get into it, right.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, folks will want to stay tuned for
next
week.
Right. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, just because you can.
Yeah.
doesn't mean you should.
That's right. There's some things you shouldn't do.
That's right.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
I remember that every week.